Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. The card we have is a very fierce-looking Queen of Swords from the Stardust Wanderer Tarot by artist Carol Phillips. And when I say fierce, she looks like she really means business, like she is going to let nothing or no one get in the way of her clearing the path to what she desires. She, of course, has a superpower, and hers is to be able to keep her emotions out of the equation. This is much different than, you know, say a Queen of Cups who can balance her emotions. This is someone else who can just rise above them and do what needs to be done without letting emotion enter at all. Now, we are today working with a Leo moon, and it will be opposing Pluto in Aquarius. With any luck, you can avoid this one wherever you are, because oppositions often have a way of bringing out difficulties in relationships. So this, you know, person that we see here, it could represent an individual, most specifically a woman, you know, someone being rather, let's say, bitchy toward you, or you could be that person. And, you know, there's a lot of ways that this can go down, but I think we'll all hope for being able to get past this without getting into any kind of fights. But I would not discount there being a sharp-tongued individual being very critical of you. I've been mentioning we're still in eclipse season. It isn't over yet. We are still in Mercury retrograde. So it would probably be very wise not to wield that sword in such a heavy manner, all right? Just to avoid the conflict and the confrontation. A reminder, we are getting closer by the day to the conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus in the sign of Taurus happening on the 20th. And let me tell you, this does not mean you have to wait until the 20th for something to happen. This is in play now, and it is a highly unpredictable aspect, a very rare one, only comes around every 14 years. I just got to say, whatever you're doing, and when I say be careful with that sword, be careful with that sword, especially like with your words, your actions, because once you speak, got to remember, we're still in Aries season. Once you speak, you cannot take it back. So, yeah, that sharp tongue is really starting to show there. And I would be careful with that. There's a lot to talk about as the month continues. We are only halfway through. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.